Hello, this is Reza, and I would like to talk about Windows Defender. Windows Defender has been around for many years, first introduced during the time of Windows XP, and it was as a separate product which you have to install through the Microsoft Download Center. And switching off Windows XP, if you are still using Windows XP, you have to consider upgrade to the supported version of Windows. The reason is because the support for Windows XP is already ended, which means you won't get any new update, and that put you in the risk of the security. Not only in area of the security, but in area of performance and protection. In addition, we are facing the new threats in the internet, in the world, and we need a new ways to combat those threats. So we need an operating system that is more powerful and is ready to defend our data against the threats. The goal of Windows Defender is to protect Windows, but the way that it protects you is different. So Windows Defender initially released to protect you against the spyware and unwanted program. To explain it, I will tell you what we have to protect. So we have a malware, which is referred to the malicious software, and we could divide it to the two categories. One is spyware and unwanted program, and the other one is a virus. Both are harming you, but the way that they are harming you is different. The spyware and unwanted program are things that affect your privacy, especially for a spyware. So a spyware might steal your data, your personal information, your emails, your social security numbers, your passwords, your photos, and so on. Unwanted programs usually work with the spyware, but they are showing you some unwanted content. For example, you are just sitting behind your PC and you are seeing some unwanted advertisement suddenly pop up. Or you are installing the programs and you are not able to install it easily. While virus protection might not directly harm your privacy, but they are harm your systems. So they might damage your systems, they might damage your files, and so on. During the time of the Windows Vista, Windows Defender first initially built inside the Windows. It was protect you against the spyware and unwanted programs, but it was unable to protect you against the virus. And what we want is the protection against everything, spyware, unwanted programs, virus. Same applied for Windows 7. Windows Defender is also built into the Windows 7, but it only protects you against the spyware and unwanted programs. However, that's changed during the time of Windows 8. Windows Defender was there, but it protects you against all malicious software. It protects you against the spyware, unwanted program, virus. And remember, here virus refers to the virus, worm, Trojan, and all type of the harmful program. So it's not just referring to the virus itself, it's referring to the category of the viruses. And that remains for Windows 8.1 and also remains into Windows 10. So in summary, I want to say that if you want to defend yourself against all malicious programs, including spyware, keylogger, rootkit, backdoors, Trojans, worm, and so on, you need a full protection. You need a spyware protection, unwanted program protection, virus protection. So for Windows 10, that's easy because the Windows Defender there protects you against everything. So you don't have to install any other anti-malware product. You just have a Windows Defender there and it's defending you about all malicious software. So this is how it's applied for Windows 8, Windows 8.1, and Windows 10. However, as I mentioned earlier, for the Windows Vista and Windows 7, Windows Defender is only protect you against the spyware and unwanted program. For this reason, you need additional protection. And for that, you may use the Microsoft Security Essentials. This is free, and you may download it from the Microsoft website. However, it does not build into the Windows. So it is something that you have to manually download. And what it does is, it turns off the Windows Defender inside the Windows Vista and Windows 7 because it has its own anti-spyware engine, and the anti-spyware engine for the Microsoft Security Essentials is exactly the same as the one in the Windows Defender. So you won't lose anything in terms of the protection. In addition, it also provides you with the protection against the viruses. So for the full protection in Windows 8 and Windows 10, you need the Windows Defender, but for the Windows Vista and Windows 7, you could just download the Microsoft Security Essentials. So with that, let me show you some demo about the Microsoft Windows Defender. So here I have antivirus software I have installed. For that, I will just go to the search and I look for the security and maintenance. So this is the area that you may use to see the status of security in your PC. So you could say that in general, what do I have here? And whether I'm protected or not. I will zoom in, and as you can see here, under the virus protection, in spyware and unwanted software protection, I have Windows Defender, which is on and is protecting me. So if you remember, in Windows 7, you have Windows Defender under spyware and unwanted software, and under the virus protection, there wasn't anything there. And once you, let's say, install Microsoft Security Essentials, you will see that Windows Defender is off, and your virus protection is replaced with Microsoft Security Essentials, and you have a Microsoft Security Essentials under spyware and it is on. Same is applied if you install other anti-malware products. So if I install the third-party anti-malware products here, I would see that Windows Defender is off here and under virus and spyware protection, and my own anti-malware product is there. Just you have to remember, if you are using different anti-malware product, make sure it is fully compatible with the version of Windows that you are using. So I have checked that I have a virus and a spyware protection, so I want to play around with it. What I do, I will go to the search and I search for Windows Defender. This is just turn off a Windows Defender. You might notice it's very similar to the Microsoft Security Essentials, and it has the same layer of the protections, and interestingly, in Windows 10, the protection is even high because the Windows has a better protection layer. Here, you have a Home tab, Updates, and History. So under the Home tab, you have this area. So you see the monitor, which is green. It says my PC is monitored and protected, which is good. You might see the color is changed. So sometimes you might see it's orange, and then you see an icon there that you have to do some action, for example, updating your PC, running the scans, so on. Sometimes it's red, which means that it's required more attention. Maybe you need to remove some malware, maybe you need to turn it on, and so on. And here also you will see that my real-time protection is on, and my virus and spyware definition is updated. side, you will see the late physical of my strength. It means that I have many strengths, let's say at this date, at this time, and type of the quickest strength. In this area, you will see the strength option. So you have a quickest strength, you have a full strength, you have a custom strength. And you may press the strength, you may select your option and press the strength. Tonight we'll perform the scan and show you the result. As you can see, it's pretty much simple. You just open the Windows Defender and you have most options which you need. Then I will go to the update tab. So, an update tab is definitely for updating your Windows Defender. You will see here you have some details about your definition update, when it was created, when it was updated, and your version. Normally, you just have to make sure that the date that update have been checked and created on is the same day that you are using your Windows. But sometimes you might need a definition update to see whether you have the latest definition or not. But usually the definition version is required if you are contacting the Microsoft software. Then we have a history tab, and you have options like quarantine, allowed item, detected item. So as for the quarantine items, there are items that, let's say you detect a malware, it will put in the quarantine. So it won't harm your PC, but it is there, and sometimes items are usually the malware is put into the quarantine because the antivirus not sure whether they are harmful or safe, so they place in the quarantine that in case that they are safe, you could restore them, but if they are not safe, they will be removed. And there are some Indians within them, Windows Defender, that regularly they will remove the quarantine after a couple of months, and also you have ability to manually remove them. You have allowed items, so if you have programs that you believe is not malicious or is harmful, you could allow it, and you see the list in the allowed item. And all other detected items will be placed inside the undetected item. So when you select that, for example, if I select this particular item and I would like to see a detail, all I need to do is I just go here and click on this view details, and I will see the details there. One more thing that you have to remember is here. So if you click right here, I have a help icon here, and there is this little triangle there. So I will go and click on it, and I have options which is submit malicious software sample. So sometimes you may fail the programs that there are virus, but for whatever reason Windows Defender is not detecting it. So you could click here, it will open the Microsoft website, and you have a form there, and you could submit it there for analyze. I strongly recommend you that whenever you inquire any programs and you believe that they're harmful and dangerous, use this icon here and report them to the Microsoft website, and after the submission you will get an ID. With that ID you could contact the Microsoft support and trace the status of analyze, and also you could just have spyware and antivirus engines and so on. Then we have settings here. As you may notice, when I click on settings, you open the settings inside the Windows 10 settings. And if you go under the update and security settings inside the Windows 10, you may also access these settings. So here you have a real-time protection. This is for you to turn on or turn off Windows Defender. I strongly recommend you that you have your Windows Defender always on. And to protect you against all malware, but you might have some scenario that you have to turn it off. Then we have a cloud protection. It is a service that when you're connected to the internet, and it might find some programs that they're harmful, but some details need to analyze it. So it will check it with the Microsoft Cloud-based Protection Center, and it has some advanced techniques and algorithms to check whether the program is harmful or not, and it could provide you with a better protection to remove that particular malware if you are connected to the internet and these settings. And for that reason, I strongly recommend you turn this on. However, you might have some scenario that for whatever reason, for example, you have some project that the antivirus incorrectly detect them as a malware, you don't want to share anything, so you might turn it off. But all information sent without having the personal information there, so we want to know that what is being sent, who is sending it, but we just have some data to help us to analyze. Here is also the automatic sample submission. So we are facing a lot of malwares that may not be discovered yet. So Windows Defender will check it based on the behavior of program, and if it detects that it's malicious or harmful, it will try to submit the sample for further analysis. So I strongly recommend you turn these options also on, so it helps us to discover the unwanted programs. And also these two options, the cloud-based protection and automatic sample submission, helps to detect several unknown malwares. So this is the easiest way to help Microsoft to identify the unknown programs and unknown malicious software. Then you have an exclusion. So if you have some programs that some files, some folders, extensions, process, so on, that you are sure they are safe and you don't want Windows Defender to remove them, so you might develop your own code, and that code detects as a malicious code, and because it's your own code, you are sure that it's safe, or it might be incorrect detection, so you could add it here. I strongly recommend you not add anything here unless you are certainly sure it's safe. And sometimes you might add a file here if you are certainly sure they are safe to improve the speed of the SCNA. And in this area, you also have the more information about the version info, the one that I say you show you in the above. And one interesting tip here is that you could open Windows Defender right from here. So if you are using the tablet and it's hard to go to search and look for Windows Defender, you just open the settings, then you go to the update and security, and from there you could also open the Windows Defender. One other really interesting feature about the Windows Defender, so is available in the latest build of Windows 10, is if you right click on a file, folder, or program, now you have an option of a scan with Windows Defender. So it was something that people have been asked for several times. So they asked that in the Microsoft Security Essentials, so I was able to right click and scan. Why I couldn't do that in the Windows Defender in Windows 8, and they asked, so you have this option here. So while Windows Defender is there and Windows Defender is on, you could just right click on a folder files or anything, your USB drive, and then scan it with the Windows Defender and scan it with that particular file. In the past, you have to open Windows Defender and go to the scan, then select a custom scan, and then select, then you could scan for that particular file, and you have to select the location and scan. So this was the demo for Windows Defender. Moving forward, for Windows 10, as I mentioned, Windows Defender is full anti-malware protection. So many of people ask us that if you are using Windows Defender, do we need any additional anti-malware protection? The answer is no, and you only need to have one anti-malware protection in your PC. But if you decide not to use a Windows Defender and you install another anti-malware for that, it will turn off Windows Defender and recollect with it. So, but if you just want to go with a Windows Defender, or if you have been using Microsoft Security Essentials and you have seen that Windows Defender is, you have seen that the Microsoft Security Essentials is there and you love it, you could just use the Windows Defender, it's the same. And what I want to say here that in Windows 10 you could use Command Prompt and PowerShell to write a script to perform action like scan, updates in the Windows Defender. So if you are want to use Command Prompt, you have to run a Command Prompt as administrator and go to the program files, and there is a folder for Windows Defender. So for the command I use cd. Cd is a change directory, is the command prompt, and if you go to this directory, you will find a file called mpcmd run, and if you open that file inside the command prompt with a dash question mark, it shows the list of the command. Even if you don't type the dash question mark, it also shows the command, but that's the recommended. So, and with those commands, you could manage Microsoft Windows Defender using the command there. So if you have a scenario that you need to run some command using the command prompt, and once they're done, you have to run an update or a scanning, you could do it here. Or you want to run some scans and then perform some additional command, you could also do it this way. For example, you have Windows Defender and you want to run a scan with that, and then you want to shut down your PC. This is one way you could do it. And also you could do it using the PowerShell. Using the PowerShell, you just have to write get command dash model and Defender, and it lists all the commands in the PowerShell which are associated with the Windows Defender. And if you use get dash help and write the command that you want, you will see more details. So PowerShell and Command Prompt is the way that you could manage the Windows Defender, which is a very good news for you if you love scripting, or you have some specific scenario which you require to connect or command the Windows Defender through the scripting. Furthermore, Windows Defender is manageable through the group policy, task table, system center, and Windows Enter. So if you open the group policy and navigate through a computer configuration, administrative component, Windows component, you will see the Windows Defender there, and you have a different group policy objects where you could manage the Windows Defender. So these areas are mostly usable for the IT professional. And also you could manage it using the task scheduler. So if you open the test scheduler, go to the test scheduler library, Microsoft Windows and Windows Defender there, you will see there are the predefined tests there, like update, scan, and you could write your own test. For example, you could write that I want Windows Defender to scan every day at 2 p.m., at 5 p.m., or you want that run a bridge scan every twice a day, full scan every month, and so on. You have all options there. You could do it in your own PC, so you could just open test scheduler and write your own test, or if you are the IT pro, you could write several tests and deploy it across your organization. And the good news for the people who have been using the Microsoft Forefront System Center Endpoint Protection is that in Windows 10 you don't need to install System Center Endpoint Protection or Microsoft Forefront, which are the Microsoft anti-malware for the enterprise. What you need to do is you just have to manage the Windows 10, which already built Windows Defender, which is already built into the Windows 10. So what you could do is that if you have a Windows 10 in your organization and you have a System Center, you could just do a configuration and manage the very same Windows Defender that is built into the Windows 10. And you also have the ability to manage it, perform scans, see the report, and all of the features that you have seen inside the Forefront and System Center Endpoint Protection. So it makes your job easier. So in the past, first you have to deploy it. Deploy, for example, Forefront or System Center Endpoint Protection across your organization. And so once you do that, then you start a configuration. Now, if you have a Windows 10, you could just use a Windows Defender and use a System Center to manage and monitor your organization. So it makes your job easier and faster. And same for the Windows Intune. So last time you have to deploy the Windows Intune Endpoint Protection. No, you don't have to do that. You just have to configure your Windows Defender through the Windows Intune policies, and you have all options of monitoring, managing, and so on. So this is also the good news for the IT professionals, that you have a Windows there, you have an antivirus, anti-malware there, which is a Windows Defender, so you don't have to worry about installing, deploying, and so on. So you just have to configure and manage. With that, thank you for watching this presentation, and I hope you enjoyed Windows Defender. Thank you very much.